Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Guten Tag, Vankas. Producer Jenny here to introduce a killer Patreon exclusive. If you want to listen to that full episode, get that full, fat, delish Patreon app, then you can go to patreon.com/trfpod. And not only will you find that, but you will also find past episodes we've done. We covered Fernando season 2 on Amazon, Driver's Red Flags, the Driver's BDE ranking. Okay, that is an iconic episode. So head there for $5 a month. That's where our tiers start. $5 a month, okay? That's a bagel order at a bougie bagel place. That's a complicated coffee order, you know, with a few extra pumps of something. All right. If you give up one of those a month, you will be sustained with unbelievable content, such lull-worthy content. Also, if you maybe want to kick it up a notch, go to $10 a month. You'll get that and a live Q&A session every month with Brian and Matt, plus a weekly newsletter written by yours truly. And I really, really get into the nitty gritty details of the social media world of F1. So I will say it's a must read. Anyway, enjoy this teaser. I definitely know you will. And if you want to hear the rest of our perfect content, then you can head over to patreon.com/trfpod. Enjoy this, and I hope you head over to the Patreon and check out what's over there. All right. Love you, Vankas.
Vasha Vankas!
Hello, Vankas.
Guten Tag, Vankas.
I got a vibe. Baby, are you coming for the ride? The ride, the ride. I just want to look into your eyes, your eyes, your eyes. I just want to stay for the night, night.
Brian, and we catch a drive. Brian, I told you for legal reasons not to play the recording, okay?
No, dude, that wasn't Willow Smith. That was me.
What?
Dude,
holy
yeah.
Fuck.
Whoa.
Holy shit. Welcome to 2023. Welcome to the year we're about to fuck, smash, destroy.
We're going to fuck, smash the fucking door of 2023.
We're about to fuck, smash, destroy. Welcome to the Patreon, or as I'm going to call it now, the fucking splash zone, where people are about to get fucking wet. In more ways than fucking one. I made a New Year's resolution, Jenny. Mm-hmm. I've been too nice. I haven't been real enough. I just saw into the woods, and I realized I was out here identifying with Prince, with the Prince, the agony. But I realized, you know who I am? I'm the fucking witch, dude. I'm not good. I'm not nice. I'm just right. I'm the witch, you're the world. Anyway, nobody gives a shit about...
Oh my God, was that Bernadette time. Peters? Was that the OBC cast recording with Bernadette?
It was actually Meryl Streep. Kidding, it was no, me. No, that's... It was me, it was Meryl
that's
Streep.
That's from the movie, dude. I'm talking about anyway, OBC, who, dude. I'm talking about the OG.
All right, so today we are talking about... we are ranking the drivers on vibes alone. So we are not... Mm-hmm. Taking driving ability into account at all.
Right. This is scientific in a way, because it's like in a vacuum, a little piece of lint and a bowling ball fall at the same rate. Okay. You know what I mean? You seen that? Have you seen those experiments where they suck the air out, and then all of a sudden, whoa, this little piece of lint falls at the same speed as Max Verstappen's RB18. You know what I'm saying? And you know, if the vibes are right, then you know we gotta have Jenny, the producer, on the pod. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. And before we start, I'd like to give. What I found is a definition of vibe.
Yeah, let's talk about
it. This is so important that we define. This is such a Jenny Sue Birnbaum to define. We have to define our fucking terms.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I'm here for...
Jenny, what are the vibes?
So, it's interesting because it's an intangible. It is an intangible.
It is an intangible. It is a vibe, the vibe.
It is a vibe in and of itself.
Yeah.
The using of a vibe... Is a vibe.
And so according to Google, I'm going to start with the OED
Google,
definition.
By the way, using a Google definition, not really a vibe, but continue.
well, I think it comes from the Oxford English Dictionary, which is a vibe of some sort. So from OED, vibes would be a person's emotional state or the atmosphere of a place as communicated to and felt by others. And according to Urban Dictionary,
there were
a lot of definitions to get through, but one that was most similar would be a distinctive emotional atmosphere, semicolon, sensed intuitively.
Okay. This is Urban Dictionary is kicking you European Oxford fucks. Okay.
Because we're
from the streets.
Can I just say that I will say that using dictionaries is a bad vibe. Recently, I feel like the right wing has kind of been like, well, if you look up the dictionary definition of blah, blah, blah.
Hey, to quote the late, great Michael Jordan. Actually, he's still alive. I don't know what I say.
Yeah, Republicans buy sneakers, too.
Republicans buy Patreon, too. So
that's true, dude. I don't want to split my audience, dude. But there has been a bit of a vibe.
Hey, there are many fine sluts on both sides.
Many fine people. But anyway, I think that using dictionary definition is not a vibe. That's what we use at UrbanDictionary.com. But I like that definition.
Yeah.
I also feel like, no, but I actually think using Urban Dictionary, if you don't know it, using Urban Dictionary is like what my mom would use to be like, what is my son saying? You know what I mean? It's lit, you know?
Is it litty lit?
Is it litty?
Is it litty to titty?
Yeah, oh, but you know what I had to look up there recently? BFFR, which we've right. redone as
best friends for real.
That's what it officially means.
I have a friend with a son in college. I learned a new one. It's called Riz. It's short for charisma.
Charisma. Ooh, I like that vibe.
I love the Gen Z came up with Riz.
Wait, I have another one that I learned, which is Slink. Do you know about Slink?
No.
Secret link. It's like when you hook up with someone on the down low and you don't want your friend, like if you're hooking up with your ex and you don't want your friends to know.
Ooh.
You have a secret link.
See, what was our, so if a guy had Riz in our day, he had game.
Right, game.
And if a girl or a guy was like a DL hookup, I guess it would be like a booty call.
Mm-hmm.
But a booty call wasn't necessarily a secret.
Right.
What was it back in the day? Okay, who gives a shit?
Wow. Oh, sorry, sneaky link. I said secret link. It's sneaky link.
Okay. Sneaky link.
You
know what? Okay. The vibes don't even fucking care. There's some people on this thing that would do some sneaky link. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? I think that their vibes are pretty high. I just want to say that my vibes right now are pretty fucking high because I am wearing my bracelet, which was a holiday gift from our banker, Alana. And my vibes are fucking feeling good. And I had fun making this list. So I think, should we get into it?
And can I just say that I'm the vibe king? I can see dementors around people in real life. I can see when someone has a bad vibe. I also want to say before we start, vibe is the most overused word and should be used less. I think it's overused. After watching Love Island and research for our new everything's a vibe. Just not everything's
right.
a vibe.
Yeah.
Just shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's overused vibes. It's you know
overused,
what I'm saying?
It's overused vibes.
Overused
vibes. Overusing vibes is a vibe.
Yeah.
Now, can we just say, are we ranking this person? I am ranking this person from, their vibe to me and whether I would want to be around said vibe. Me. And okay. I think we need to understand that it is, a personal vibe.
So it's if we would vibe with the people.
Well,
is that what you're ranking
isn't vibe, in? Isn't everything about a vibe is it's personal? You can't. Objectify. Yeah. You can't talk object. See, we do the hotness rankings. It's objective, right? We do who has the best social media ranking. It's objective. Vibe is inherently subjective. No,
I think that when I was thinking about this thing, I was trying to think if I was an alien, and I didn't know these people, and I had to kind of look at them, like, if I was just looking at their interviews and without my own personal things, whatever I was bringing into it, I was like, who's giving off the best vibes?
Yeah.
I was going at it a little bit more anthropological, a little bit more like, I'm a scientist. I'm going to take all of my biases out of the equation, because I think it's like I have my own feelings about all these people.
But
Matt,
track out of it. We're not.
Is Alonso number one? Is Alonso number one for you?
No.
Is he
because
high?
Yeah, he's probably higher than he should be. But here's the thing. I took the track out of it, so he's lower, right? I took the driving out of it, so he's been punished because he's got the pace, and I'm not thinking about his pace, or I'm trying not to think about his pace. But the thing is when you institute too many controls, you sort of like lose. You lose the vibe.
Listen, we all brought some ingredients. Let's just get in the kitchen and start making.
Let's vibe.
Because with this list, I did a vibe, and I literally was like, I'm going to vibe this list and do it in 30 seconds. And just do it from gut.
I need someone to make a super cut of how many times we say vibe in this in this episode, and I want that montage.
Jenny, it's a fucking vibe. You're hired. Okay.
Who do we have as 20? Who do y'all have as 20?
This was immediate and swift, and I think we can all quickly agree on number 20.
Do you want to eat stress-free this spring? You can do that with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-curated, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. It is so nice when I open that fridge and I have all my Factor meals waiting for me, because guess what? I spend about $1,000 American on Seamless, and I don't want to do that anymore. And guess what? When I order from the restaurant, I don't know how much I'm getting. I don't know what the calories are. I don't know what the dietary factors are, but with Factor, you never have to worry about that. So you can head to factormeals.com/redflags50 and use the code redflags50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code redflags50 at factormeals.com/redflags50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Go get you some Factor and start taking care of yourself, Vankas.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Can we say, I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, and we're going to say it at the same time. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
And if we don't say, and whoever doesn't agree with me is fired.
I'm scared. Well, you're going to have to edit, so think about that. Okay.
3, 2, 1, Esteban.
Max Verstappen.
ladies and gentlemen, this pod has been disbanded. This pod has been dissolved. Brian recently embezzled funds from the company by accident, and so we do maybe have to disband.
Wait, who did everyone say?
I said Max Verstappen, dude.
I said George.
I said Esteban Ocon. Okay.
They're all similar ranking to me. These are all my bottom.
They're all near the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. George is So George definitely slotting in near the bottom for sure. For sure. I would say Max taking the driving out of it. I think that needs to include like some of the decisions he makes on track. Brian,
what do you mean?
So like him crashing into people, his radios, like you kind of really kind of have to just forget about
it. I wasn't even really considering that as being bad vibes.
I know, but there's other stuff to go off of.
I just think that he's like, there's like vibes of like that he's a dick, that he's kind of like doesn't seem fun. He doesn't seem like,
wait a minute, hold on. Sorry. I just interrupted you, but
But you're the witch, and you haven't been nice enough. Yeah, you know what? You've been too nice, which I think Jenny and I can all agree that that is that's true. So thank God that you've come to that.
Because
Jenny and I were talking about it. Jenny and I were talking about it privately, being like, I think Matt's been too nice.
Yeah.
I think he needs to
Matt
kind
needs
of
to let
be a little bit more outspoken, a little bit more domineering in come 2023. I think that Max, and I was like, now again, I was going through the Instagram, I was going through the things, and I was like, what's my, if I was like, if I didn't have my own feelings about this person, what would I think? And I would think that he's like to himself, he's not really like, he's kind of like closed off. I see him as someone who's closed off. And I don't see him as someone who I could be like, I could get in and vibe with. I think that I see him something where it's like, if you're not in the inner circle, I don't think that there's really a vibe.
Okay, Jenny, so where do you land on Max?
I think there's a vibe. Okay, I think he has like momentary vibes of things he does that are so distinct that you'd be like, that's a vibe. Like the way he answers questions so bluntly, kind of a vibe. That it's like, that's his own... I have him low because I think there's, other than racing, I don't get much from him. But then sometimes you see him at the club holding 5 drinks.
Right.
And you're like, that's a vibe.
I think that sometimes he can match a vibe. I think like that's why Daniel was good for him. You know when Daniel was good for him? Because you know that they were doing that like, whatever the fuck. Like that was the kind of thing where like Daniel was kind of coming in.
He's weirdly game.
Daniel was coming in with a vibe and Max could kind of match it. So you know what? I think that speaks to a bit of a vibe. But I don't think he ever leads the vibe charge.
No.
But we're being too vague. I want to talk about like the type of energy. Because I'm a witch, I can discern these things. Now, is he kind of a dick? Yes. Now, so this is really sucks because I think that you and Jenny have the same sort of criteria for how you're judging it. Whereas I just like, who would I want to, based
you had
on
a
their
personal
vibe.
Who,
personal vibe. Who I would vibe. Whose vibe would vibe with my vibe?
Right.
Well, guess what? That's going to be a list unto no one else because you're your own kind of vibe.
So I am kind of just fucked here.
But also it's like okay, we're starting off with Esteban Ocon in last. Like, you know, why are people tuning in to hear this? They already know that you hate him. So what you know, why, of course we know why you don't like Esteban, but like, is it but and it's because I guess of the vibes, but it's also
I see the dementors around him. I see the negative around him. I can see it, I can feel it. I don't like it and I can get it away from me. Now with Max, I see a fire around him. I see flames. I see passion. That doesn't really turn me off. He does have a sense of humor. He does.
Have we learned that Matt can read auras? Like, is
that
what we're
learning
now?
I've learned this about myself. I can read auras. I can read vibes. I can see the dementors around people.
I think you're witchy. I think you're a little witchy.
I am witchy. Right. I'm learning this about myself. And that's why I like talking on the phone with people, because I can see people's energy. I can feel it and it bothers me. And I'm like, Brian was saying, can I just read the script of the conversation? I don't want to see you or interact.
Matt gets overwhelmed by the auras. But Matt has sensitivity to people's energies because it's a trauma response from his childhood. And so that he likes to talk on the phone because it sometimes get overwhelming. So I can just hear what someone's saying and I have to like pick up the vibes.
Yeah.
So, okay. You don't. Yeah. Okay. So Ocon,
and I grew up,
vibes.
I grew up around a lot of Max Verstappen vibe. So I feel comfortable around it. I like Max Verstappen vibe. I feel at home in the flames.
Right, and you don't like Esteban Ocon vibes because he's kind of derpy, because he's like, he's putting on a smile when you think that there's a darkness there. There's an incongruence between what he kind of puts out and what's kind of the undercurrent of what's really going on.
It makes me
Whereas Max is like two rivers running in the same direction, and they're both on fire.
Yeah. There's been an oil spill, and there's just flames.
Right. And there's
So I guess, because I'm in the minority here, I will defer to you guys' rubric. And
well, then you had George Russell down here, down low. But
he was
think that George has a little bit of vibe to me.
No, fuck you.
It's so manufactured. I think any vibe is inauthentic. I think vibes have to be unprompted and and just and organic.
And just the vibe. Right.
But he was partying with Alonso. He was partying with Alonso on New Year's. And it was a bit of a vibe.
Any of you motherfuckers, all of you motherfuckers that have been sending us this thing trying to make some sort of point to me, go the fuck away. Because, look, George is with Alonso. Okay, Brian, back me up here. I have been in the room with lots of famous people. If you snapped a picture with me, you'd at a given moment, you'd, at more than one moment, you'd say, there's Matt with Leonardo DiCaprio. There's Matt again with Leonardo DiCaprio. Does it make me cool? Abso-fucking-lutely not. Does it make me friends with Leonardo DiCaprio? Absolutely not. I've met him. I've spent time with him more than once. He, if I was dead in the street, he would not know who I was. It would not matter. They run. Okay, so he's photographed at some event. And
yeah, but it wasn't just that he was photographed.
They happened to be in the same frame together.
They were taking a picture together.
No, they
Matt,
they
guess what? Whatever party, you were at with Leonardo DiCaprio, you could not fucking find a picture that was the same vibe as the picture of George and Fernando motherfucking Alonso in that picture, okay? You were standing next.
You understand that, like, if I could get in the same room with Leonardo DiCaprio twice, George Russell could get in the same fucking picture as Fernando Alonso, a lot. That they, because they run in the same. They're both F1 drivers, and they both fucking spent time in Monaco or wherever the fuck they were. That it's not a big deal, and that doesn't make them fucking homies. And then it does. It's not doing anything. It's not getting my dick up. Okay. It's just not. If I saw them like on a cruise that they went somewhere together, that they chose to spend time.
That's a vibe.
If I saw them biking through fucking Normandy or something, like they took a trip, like other than like, oh look, you're at this club, I'm at this club, let's take a picture together. Like, I'm sorry. No. Absolutely fucking not.
I just think George, like, given the Rob Wright opportunity, can kind of, like, be... Can also... George, to me, feels
I
like...
I refer you
he's
to that
like,
fake TikTok. I refer you
he's
to that
the
TikTok
head,
he did.
He's the head boy of the school, but I think that, like, my thing with him, if I just got him, like, a little bit drunk and got him to loosen up a little bit, all of a sudden you'd be like, wait, there's a person that I kind of like. And what that picture to me represented was... In the right given with the right environment, he has a plant that can grow.
Oh, so you need to put him in a fucking Red Bull for him to like do decently, pace wise, person vibe wise. Wow, that was a vibe what I just said. So
this is gonna be a long episode because we're not getting fucking anywhere right now.
Yeah. My qualifications for vibes are like what someone if you could clip something they said. Or a moment they had, meme it, and someone on social media would caption it, a vibe. That's my qualification, because there are some people up higher.
We should have conferred more before. We're going to do a vibe. We're going to do a vibe list. And we're like, got it.
A
vibe is a bullshit word, we're realizing.
I played softball. I played in a softball game when I was in LA, and they were like, they didn't have a foul line. Yeah. And we were like, so how do we know like when it's foul or whatever? And they're like, it's just like the vibes. Like, and then like in the first inning, like there was one thing that was like kind of borderline, and I was like, those vibes are fair. Those vibes are fair. And then people started getting really mad at me.
Can you imagine if it worked? If my industry just started going with like mortgage applications, and they're like. Your vibes are chill. Like,
I can't wait.
Hey, guess what? They were doing that for a long time. Okay, Jenny.
I can't wait till the Supreme Court is filled with just Gen Zers, and right. They're like making some fucking historic decision. Like, what's the vibe here? Anyway.
Well, I think it's like in The Big Short when they go meet Max Greenfield and Billy Magnuson, and they go down to like meet these two like guys giving out loans. And their whole thing is just like, it's the vibes, man. Like, we're just giving out. We give so many loans.
Firefest was vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Built
okay,
on vibes.
So
So, Jenny, help us out.
Why don't we, here, I think that we can kind of like make some headway. Why don't we all read our bottom five?
Okay.
All right, Vankers, producer Jenny back again. So if you want to hear even more, head over right now, minimize this tab and go to patreon.com/TRFpod. You will not regret it. It's honestly going to be some of the best 5 or 10 or 50. That's an option if you want to be a daddy of the pod that you've ever spent. All right. Love you, Vankas. Auf Wiedersehen. See you on the Patreon.